Nick, thanks so much for the time. A third place finish last week. Take us through it. What was working for you and what allowed you to have such a great showing up there near the top of the leaderboard?
It was a great showing. It's always the New York City always puts on a good event. So anytime you're able to play well on something they host, it's always a good feel. And it's always, you know, you're playing pretty well, playing against a lot of good guys from around the state. Can't complain about how I played. Came up a little bit short, but all in all, I'm very happy with how everything ended.
And, I mean, the way this was formatted, both rounds three and four were on Thursday, which seems pretty crazy to me. But how was that experience getting the final two rounds in on the same day?
It's tough. It's a physical and mental. It's just a long day for both, you know, physically and mentally. I mean, for college, we played 36 on our first two rounds on the same day, so I had a little experience, but putting two rounds in the 2 days before, I definitely felt it physically coming down that afternoon wave.
You were obviously atop the leaderboard for some time, so when did you really start feeling like you were in a groove, and what led you to have, you know, a really outstanding showing out there?
I had a great caddy. I had Tim Lane on the bag for the week, who I've gotten to know really well. He's Ithaca guy. He's been playing around for really a long time, and he loves the game of golf. So having him out there, we were just, you know, just staying patient, started hitting good shots and keeping ourselves in and staying around the hole, and just had one of those days where the ball kept finding the bottom of the cup. So just, you know, he kept me in it mentally and just, you know, kept putting me in good spots to make putts, and I, you know, owe him a lot of credit for helping me get around.
And going into the final day, I mean, you were at the top of the leaderboard. You were tied for first. So what's the mindset like going into rounds three and four when you had such a good first 2 days?
Going into the third round, you know, you're thinking you're halfway through the event, so you kind of got to keep yourself in it. Just, you know, if you've been doing all the right things, so stick with your game plan, see where it can take you, and, you know, things start going well, they start going well, and you got to ride the wave.
Nick Whitaker with us here on BTL, finished in third place at the New York State Men's Amateur Championship with a four-round total of 7-under. You were in first place and at the top of the leaderboard for a lot of the tournament, but then those two rounds that you had to play, the third and fourth round on Thursday, kind of tough. What were some of the challenges that you faced on Thursday?
I think the weather kicked up a little bit that afternoon, got pretty windy on us. I think that, and combined with just how long a day and it was, I got a little tired mentally. I made a few, you know, silly mistakes, but I mean, it's all stuff to learn from. And I was just happy to be in contention and keep myself right there throughout the whole day. And it's just it's a good stepping stone and building block to feeling the pressure, feeling like what you can learn from going into, you know, next year and the next season.
And, I mean, this is a large field that you were competing against, and, I mean, you finished in third. So what does that mean to you to be at the top of the leaderboard of such a big event with, you know, athletes from all around New York State?
It just means that all the practice is paying off, you know. It's always a good feeling just to know all the hard work you put in throughout the year, you know, can come together and, you know, put you where, you know, you feel like you can be. This summer, it's been a great summer for me. I've played pretty well throughout the summer, and cap off the end of it with a good finish is, you know, it's very rewarding to know you're playing, you can compete with some of the best in the state and, you know, hang in there.
You mentioned the words stepping stone, and I'm kind of wondering, in some sense, kind of like, what's next for you? Like, what do you hope an event like this and a finish like this really does for you and in your playing career, and where would you like to see yourself eventually end up?
Well, right now, I'm looking. The plan down the road is I'm gonna, you know, finish out school, keep playing as an amateur for a little while, and try to play in some of the best amateur events around, you know, the East Coast and the country. And I'd love to turn pro and, you know, see how far I can make it throughout my career. You know, I keep feeling like I get better every year. So until that slows down, I think I'm just gonna keep seeing where I can go.
And obviously we were familiar with the work you did at Lansing High School, but what changes have you made to your golf game since then? I mean, it's been a couple of years, so what's different about your golf game?
Oh, I've been living down in St. Augustine, Florida, going to school at Flagler College, and I've been working with, you know, my coach for our team has been a great influence. He played professionally for a while and, you know, has taught me a lot about the mental side of the game. I've been working with good, you know, swing coaches and stuff like that. I work with Andrew Lanahan, who's, you know, really shaped my game over the last 2 years. We, you know, made a big change that I struggled with for a while, but it's been piecing itself together recently. It's been really rewarding seeing all the changes come to place.
All right, golf is one of those games that somebody like me, who's an absolute knucklehead, it feels like, on the golf course can play, and then somebody like you, who has probably a pristine swing, can play. And I maybe spend, let's say, an hour on the range, and then I'll play a weekend, and it's terrible and god-awful and everything like that. So for you to be as good as you are, how much time do you spend out there practicing leading up to a tournament or an event or something like that? Like, how many hours do you think that you kind of spend on the regular, you know, getting ready for not just maybe even a tournament, but just to stay in golf-ready shape, if that makes sense?
Yeah, the thing I found, as long as I have to do something every day to stay sharp. You know, you take a day off here and there, and you kind of lose your edge. You lose a little bit of feeling here and there. So, you know, whether it's, you know, playing nine holes one day or just getting out in the putting green and hitting putts, as long as you're staying sharp on that, especially the short game aspect of the game, you're kind of able to stay with it. But to go into competition mode, you got to be practicing, I mean, every day for a good few hours a day. At least you could easily be out there from, you know, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. doing, you know, just practicing and grinding all around. But it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of commitment. So it's always nice to have a good finish to reward all the hard work that goes into it.
I'd believe it for sure. Well, Nick, it's been a really great career for you over these last few years, no question about it. Congratulations on this great showing up there up in Onondaga. And thanks so much for a couple of minutes. And I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.